So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So welcome to the podcast. In today's session, we're going to talk about health, basically. Something that's really important right now, because my health is, frankly, dreadful. Probably, I wouldn't say it's the worst it's ever been, but the fact that I'm having that conversation doesn't mean it's great, does it? So we need to do something about this. And I can't be bothered. I honestly cannot be bothered. It's like, I know it's 2022, but it's the same as 2020 and the same as 2021. We're just replaying the same year over and over and over again. And one of the biggest kickers, I guess, is that if you'd have just stuck with the health regime that I had back in 2020, and certainly last year moving into CrossFit, I'd be super slim. I'd be a muscle-bound northerner. But now I'm just like overweight, can't be bothered. And we're so busy at work. Like we're putting in a lot of hours, like 14-hour days. We've not done 14-hour days in 2020 and 2021. In 2022, we're putting in a lot of hours. We're taking on a lot of clients and we're putting in that work. And it's your health that kind of struggles. Physically. And then there's a consequence of that, isn't there? Which is your mental health then begins to struggle as well. And then your sleep is affected, then that comes back, and then it starts affecting your food habits, can't be bothered eating properly, and all that kind of thing. So let's go through these, and hopefully this will kickstart me into actually doing something much better. Now, what's also interesting is that for the last few years, I've actually done all sorts of different things. I've tried all sorts of things, and we've had some really good success on some things and some interesting success on other things. And I think that if we can combine all of those things, then actually we'll end up with a really good strategy for losing weight, putting on muscle, improving cardio, getting fit, and all of that kind of thing. So let's start off with, obviously, food. Food. I mean, you know, 80-20... here, 80% of your results are going to come from your food. There's absolutely no question. Now, I just need a caveat on this, because as soon as I finish this podcast, I'm going for pie for breakfast, just to kind of emphasise just how bad my diet actually is. I'm going for key lime pie and a coffee at the local coffee shop for breakfast. And I know people go, well, you don't have to eat the pie, Dan. Of course I have to eat the pie. So after today, the diet starts tomorrow, right? So with food, there's a couple of things that I've learned. I'm going to talk about two things. One is macros. We'll talk about that second. And the other one is fasting. So I've done fasting before. I've actually gone 65 hours without eating and just drinking coffee and water. Coffee's food, right? and during that 65 hours, I actually worked out. I went to the gym. I ran for 20 minutes, lifted heavy weights. And I did that both, all three mornings it was. And I actually felt fine. And it's really interesting, because knowing, you know, if something were to happen, like I was at the shop yesterday buying pasta and spaghetti and rice and stuff to go with it, just in case, you know, it hits the fan and we have to cook outside and electricity goes off. And, you know, I'm not a prepper, but we want to be prepared in some way. But anyway, I was buying the stuff and I'm like, you know what? If I have to not eat for 3 days, that's not a problem. I can do it. And having that ability to not eat for 3 days, knowing that you've already done it, is amazing. And there's a difference between starving and fasting. Starving is where you eat little bits every so often and you're not moving into ketosis. When you're moving into ketosis, you're actually burning. Like when you're not eating for 65 hours, you are actually eating. It's just not via the mouth. It's the fat around your internal organs, around your stomach, etc., around your butt. So that's what you're actually burning. So I know all this. And if you want to know more about this, there's a really good guy called Dr. Fung, who's a Canadian scientist, wrote a book called The Diabetes Code, I think, if memory serves. And he solves the problem of diabetes, type 2 diabetes, obviously, not type 1. Really interesting stuff. But while I was going through my fasting, and I would be going through... what was I doing? I was doing 18 and 6, but then I actually took it down to 20 and 4. 20 and 4 is where you don't eat for 20 hours, and then you have a 4-hour window, and then you eat. And during that period, which I did for maybe 6 weeks, maybe 6 to 8 weeks, during that period, I went from 83 kilos down to 75 kilos.
like we lost a kilogram a week just by intermittent fasting, going down to just 4-hour eating windows. And during that eating window, I would be very picky on what I would eat. I wouldn't just be scoffing chocolate and cake and donuts and that kind of thing. but it was an incredibly effective diet. And then as humans, what we do is when you find something that works really well, something just comes and it knocks you off course, doesn't it? And I remember at the time, actually, we had some family stuff going on with some family back in the UK. And so some emotional stuff came and knocked me off course, and it did knock me off course, put the weight back on. And this is one of the things that I as a personality have, and I'm sure if you're entrepreneurial, you have this personality too. We're really good at starting things. Like, we're so good at getting started. Finishing, we're dreadful. It's the same in my business. I'm really good at starting new clients. Finishing clients, dreadful. And we actually fixed that problem by bringing on a really good team of graphic designers, video editors, content coordinators, copywriters, website designers, SEO, all that stuff. Because I know that I'm really good at starting stuff, but dreadful at finishing stuff off. So I'm just checking if his comments. So I understand that, and it translates into every area of my life, including diet. So that's fasting. Fasting works really well. Intermittent fasting. You know, if I could just get to the stage again where I start eating at 2 and finish eating at 9, that would work really well. Or 3 till 9 gives us, you know, it's an 18-24, 18 hours of fasting, 6 hours of eating window, and just eat, you know, 1,800 calories in that window. That would work really well. That's definitely where we're going to head back to. We're going to talk about getting fit, by the way, included in this, but that's going to be a bit further down because there's an extra bit I want to add onto all of this to do with the weather and it being hot or cold and that kind of thing. Number one, intermittent fasting works wonders. If you've never done it, go buy Dr. Fung's Obesity Code, an amazing book. If I remember, I'll put a video to his video, which explains the two-compartment problem. Wonderful, wonderful. Let me explain it very quickly for you. So your stomach is like a fridge and a freezer, right? Forget about calories in, calories out. Makes no difference. Makes a small bit of difference. But you've got a two-compartment system. Your fridge is when you're eating food, that's the fridge. It's easily accessible. You can eat food and so on, and then your body will burn some of it and it'll store the rest of it as fat. The freezer aspect is much harder to get to. So if you stop eating, and like in real life, you want to go to the freezer, you have to thaw the food out before you can eat it. And it's exactly the same with the body. If you don't eat on a regular basis, and all of this is to do with it firing off your insulin. If you don't eat on a regular basis, like if you don't eat for 8 hours and then you have a meal, and then you don't eat for another 8 hours and then you have a meal, don't eat for another 8 hours and then you have a meal, 3 square meals a day, right? You'll actually lose weight. And it's because you're not firing off insulin. Because your body, when it starts getting hungry, especially over 16 to 20 hours, it recognizes you're not eating, goes into ketosis, and it goes to the freezer for the food. Where's the food stored in the freezer? It's your fat cells all around your body. It eats them. So you're still eating. It's just not via your mouth, i.e. the fridge. And that's the two-compartment problem. It works really, really well. Steve is on Dr. Fung's YouTube videos have helped. Been on intermittent fasting for 2 months. It works. Thanks for reinforcing that, Dan. Thank you for repeating as well, reinforcing what I already know, but I'm not bloody well doing it, and it's driving me mad right now. But there's reasons for it, which I'll probably go into at some point during this session. But it totally works. Go and take a look at that. And hopefully I've not done Dr. Fung a disservice on my explanation of the two-compartment problem. So the plan is, after pie this morning, the plan is to move on to intermittent fasting. We'll probably go from 2 till 9, which is, you know, we'll eat lunch at 2 and then we'll have dinner at 8 and we'll cut down on the amount of calories and we'll actually plan food. Now, the second aspect here is macros. So I joined, last year it was, like a weight, not weight loss, but a program, okay, called Stronger University. Highly, highly recommend it. I had a falling out with my coach. I was losing weight and it just kept going, it's not good enough. Like, had to hit my macros exactly, and I might do that. I'm not hitting macros exactly. Let me tell you what macros are. It's like 40-40-20. So 40% of all your food should come from carbs, 40% of your food should come from protein, and 20% should come from fat. You can eat whatever you want. If you want to eat cake, that's fine. As long as it's 40-40-20, that's fine. Now, the key here is to plan. And this is really one of the things I'm not doing right now, is planning food intake. And when you plan food and use MyFitnessPal, you put in the chicken, the carbs, the potatoes, the fats and so on, the yogurt, the pizza, the cake, everything, coffee, all goes in there. And then that'll tell you how many carbs you're eating, how many proteins you're eating, and how many fats you're eating. Now, I lost weight on that. Amazing. And I had the help of a coach who just really pissed me off at the end, because he started having a go at me. And I was just like, oh, I can't be doing this. We're so busy. I just couldn't be doing with it. Came off it. Guess what happened? Put the weight back on. So it's this idea again that we're really good at starting stuff off, but we're really not good at finishing it. And so this is one of the reasons why we get a coach. And actually, we're going to sign up again for Stronger You. And we're going to combine what we've just talked about with intermittent fasting with the macros. And I think it's 40-40-20. It's been a while, so forgive me if I get it wrong. But go take a look at Stronger University. Get yourself a coach. It's like $150 a month, which I know is not cheap, by the way. You know, every month it's not cheap, is it? It's $450 over 3 months. They had a Black Friday deal for 12 months for like $600, which I should have signed up for, which I never did. But anyway, we're going to jump back on that. Now, as we said right at the start, this is 80% food, 20% everything else. You get your food right, the weight will just drop off. You'll feel like wanting to go do something else. So let's talk about the next item on the agenda here, which is lifting weights. Now, I've lifted weights on and off. I'm not a gym bunny, as you can tell, by any stretch of the imagination. But one of the things that I've noticed, and I saw an interview with Arnold Schwarzenegger with Logan Paul. Is it Logan Paul? I'll come back to you in a second, Doctor, with your comment. I'll come back to that. So Arnie and Logan Paul, and Arnold lifts every single morning. And Logan said, why do you keep lifting? He said, well, why do you keep sleeping? I slept yesterday. I slept 10 years ago. I still sleep. Why do I eat today? I ate yesterday. I ate 10 years ago. And lifting became part of his lifestyle. And I have noticed that when it becomes part of my lifestyle, mentally, I have a lot of clarity. So one of the questions come in from Dr. Mohammed Hokra. What if you become addicted to the program? Wouldn't this be unhealthy? Absolutely. Any program that you become addicted to could become unhealthy. If you watch Star Trek 18 hours a day, I'd say that's unhealthy. If you become a fitness nut 18 hours a day, if you work 18 hours a day, if you have a sex addiction 18 hours a day, if you sleep 18 hours a day, anything can become addiction. Okay, so this is down to having balance. You have to have balance with the Force, young Padawan. And balance is absolutely key. But what I discovered was that you can actually have balance. You can actually have it all. And this is the weird bit. You can have it all, and then something comes, knocks you off, and then it's really difficult to get back on it. This is what I struggle with. So when I was eating properly, lifting weights, doing cardio, my mental health was so much better. I could wear a Primark T-shirt, a £2 Primark T-shirt, felt $1 million. And yet now I could wear a Hugo Boss T-shirt, overweight, unfit, and I feel like crap. And so this is the difference. So anything taken to the extreme can be, you know, can be unhealthy. But it's about balancing. And if you've got a coach as well, so a coach is basically someone on the outside looking in going, what are you doing that for? Do this, do that. Oh, that's dangerous. Oh, no, what are you doing that for? And that's one of the reasons why you should have a coach. I hope that helps you there. So lifting weights, let's talk about that. We've actually got a gym downstairs, and I'm so despondent because the rains came and we had like 18 inches of water downstairs, and it just ruined everything. We had a home cinema, we had a home gym, amazing. Had LED lighting, big screen TV, wonderful. The rains came, and where we live in Spain, the rain hits the mountain, rolls down into the sea, flooded the basement. It's done it a couple of times now. So I'm like, oh, so it's like, that's one of the things that comes and hits you, takes it away. But when I get into a habit of lifting weights, and this is the key, I think, right here. The weights is like what we say in drugs, It's like, you know, like when people smoke weed and we call it, what's, I can't remember the name. It's like an entry drug, a gateway drug. That's it. Thank you. So it's a gateway drug. Lifting weights is like a gateway drug to better health. Because what happens is you begin to lift weights and you're like, and you can feel yourself getting stronger and you're increasing the rate, the weights gradually. And then you're like, boy, I'm eating all these donuts and pizza and Coke and all this bad stuff and eating so many carbs, just carbs, in fact, and so much pie. So what happens is you actually change what you eat based on the fact that you're lifting weights, which I find absolutely amazing. And it's the same with cardio as well. If you go out running and you're eating bad, your eating will begin to improve slowly. And the other thing is, it doesn't kind of happen the other way around. If you start eating better, that doesn't really make me want to go do cardio. I mean, it might do. It depends on the person. And obviously, this is just me. But look for things that are a gateway drug to better health. So what would that be? That could be if you've recently become single and you're now going on what's the match.com, okay? That could be the gateway drug to better health, believe it or not, because you want to look better for your dates. Or having a competition with someone, let's see who can run a 5K within the next 3 months or less. That's a gateway drug. So what happens is, if you're a competitive person, use your competitiveness as a method of losing weight by going into competition with somebody, someone that you really don't like. I mean, you could do it with a mate. That's a really nice idea as well. But do it with someone you really hate. And you're like, I'll show them. That's a really good way of doing it. But I like this idea of gateway drugs, if you like, to better health. And so lifting weights for me is a gateway drug. And, you know, the diet always starts tomorrow, doesn't it? And I say it myself. But one of the things that I've learned is that by lifting weights and you find yourself getting stronger and your clothes just hang better. I don't know if it's the muscle underneath the fat that's helping, but your clothes and you just look better and then you feel better. And that's one of the great things about lifting weights. And then you start doing cardio and then you start improving your food. Lifting weights should be a daily habit. I mean, I go live every morning, Monday through Friday. And you know what should happen? I should either be doing weights before or as soon as I finish this, I should go downstairs and just lift some weights. Even if I'm just lifting, you know, bench press and pull-ups and that's it. And then the next day I'm doing bicep curls and dips. It makes no difference what it actually is. As long as you're actually building your weights into a daily routine. And that's where your results will actually come from. Like, it sounds crazy, but if you just did 20 press-ups every morning, like in a year's time, first of all, that's a lot of press-ups. That's 7,000 press-ups. Do you think you'll be in better condition in a year's time than you are today? And really, that's what this is about. It's about investing in health, but doing it over a long period of time. Everybody starts up, and this is my mental block. We start up, and we go, okay, I'm going to lose 5 kilos in 8 weeks. Work, 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 work. And you're getting up early, and you're running, and you're eating food better, and you're planning everything, and you feel much better. And you get to 8 weeks, and you get 4 kilos off, and you go, brilliant, I'm there. And then you stop. And that's not what this should be about. This should be about not losing 5 kilos in 8 weeks, just losing 5 kilos. Like, what's your target weight? For me, it's about 70 kilos, and I'm right now about 80 kilos. So I've got 10 kilos of fat, 20 pounds of fat. And I know, by the way, people say 70 kilos is not a lot. I'm 5'7". But for me, it's absolutely where I should be. I just got that frame, right? So, and we're all different. So they're just example numbers. But this is where you should be, putting this over the long term. This is not a sprint. It's not a race to the finish line, to get to 4 kilos off or 5 kilos off as fast as you humanly can. This is about changing your lifestyle so that over a long period of time, I turned 50 this year, as I say on almost every podcast. It doesn't bother me much. I turned 50 this year. It bothers me. And I'm like, okay, how can I, oh, the dog's come to say hello. How can I get fitter into my 70s? And that's 20 years away. And if my target weight is 70 kilos and I'm currently 80 kilos, what if I just lost a kilo a year? Would that make me happy? Well, for the first couple of years, it wouldn't. For the later years, it absolutely would. And really, that's what this is about. Losing weight slowly, so it's consistent, over a period of time so that you can actually feel better about yourself physically and about how you feel mentally. Let's talk about cardio, shall we? Cardio's massive. I mean, it's just a huge part of what you should be doing. And for me, cardio is about lung capacity. I remember my mate Dave, and he bought a drone, and we went to Temple Newsham in Leeds, and we were practicing on the tracking of a drone, self-tracking. So he set it up to track, and then I was trying to lose the drone. We're on this big open field, and I'm trying to run to lose this drone. And what was really cool was I lost the drone on several occasions. Even though it was tracking and it was following me, I was able to zigzag and get away from the drone. It was really awesome. And one of the reasons why I was able to do that is that I could go for 20, 30 minutes on a treadmill, which is boring as hell, by the way. I would watch the last night's NBA basketball game. But I could go 20, 30 minutes on a treadmill. My lung capacity was capable of just... And it was like... The phrase I used was... stepping on the gas, and I could step on the gas and I could go from nothing to sprint fast, and I could keep it going and zigzag, and it was so nice, and I was really proud of myself at the time as well. I was able to lose this drone, but being able to turn on the taps, it's like a switch, and that for me is where I want to get back to again, having that capacity. Now, what's interesting is if you think about James Bond or Jason Bourne, one of the things that both of those people can do, multiple languages, and I think this is a guy thing, by the way, multiple languages, lots of cash, intelligent, hopefully, an ability to switch on the taps. And for me, that was something that I could aspire to. That's one of the two things, one of the things that I got from those type of films was their capability of just switching on the taps, being adaptable in any situation. If something happened and we went to war, let's just say, I can go without food for 3 days and switch on the taps. All right, my Spanish is bad, but we'd survive, you know? So it's like, that's where we want to get back to. Being able to switch on the taps, not eat for 3 days, if we chose to, right? Looking after our diet. And there's a saying about your diet, by the way, which I kind of forgot above. And it's, if you can control your hunger, you can control everything else that's going on in your life, and it helps you create discipline. And this is one of the other things that cardio allows you to create, is discipline over short periods of time. 20, 30 minutes, as I say, on the treadmill for me is just one of the most boring things. We switched on last night's NBA game. We'd watch that. We'd usually watch the last quarter. Now, however long the last quarter was on for, it's usually about 20, 25 minutes. That's how long we would be on the treadmill. And so I used to really enjoy that, actually, which is surprising hearing those words coming out of my mouth, saying I used to enjoy that. But I did when I think about it. But what we've got here is a triangle of food, lifting weights, and cardio. Now, I'm going to talk about how you combine all three of those things. Two of those things obviously tie in together, lifting weights and cardio, and food is the fuel for lifting weights and cardio. So the thing that I found, that I discovered last year, which I never thought I would go and do, definitely didn't think I would go and actually enjoy, was CrossFit. CrossFit combines lifting weights and cardio. It doesn't combine the food, but that comes later. And it also combines the mental aspect. So having to go and do 20 pull-ups and then squat thrusts and then a rope climb, which I cannot do rope climbs, by the way, and then, you know, run a mile and do all this different stuff, wall balls, sumo, deadlifts, all this different stuff. And it was so enjoyable. And then it combined cardio, and then it combined this mental aspect. When you feel like you can't do another burpee because you've done so many burpees that day, and you feel like you're dying, and you keep going because you see the guy next to you keep going. And for me, it was guys much younger. I'm, late 40s. These guys are early 30s. And then the other thing is, you see the girls there, and they're lifting more than you are, and they're running further than you. And it's truly astounding. I've never seen such powerful females in one location in all of my life. People who would come and kick your ass, lifting, running, cardio, skipping, the whole lot. And it was so empowering. And then seeing the other guys doing it as well, lifting heavier than you and having something to aspire to. And the CrossFit for me was absolutely amazing. Now, one of the reasons I've not been, again, we have stuff that comes, knocks you off course happens all the time. This is definitely something that I need to improve upon to get me to where I want to get to physically. But if you can begin to implement some of this, so one of the reasons I've not done it is because it's cold, basically. What a wuss. What an absolutely dreadful excuse. Why are you not doing CrossFit? Oh, it's cold. It's so cold. But it is. I know we live in Spain, but it's cold. And I hate cold. That's why we came to live in Spain in the first place. And so I've got to get over this. Some way or another, and we're heading towards April quite quickly, aren't we? By the time we get to April, oh, it's lovely and warm again. We can, you know, we do CrossFit outside. There's no heaters on in the place. Now, you have to remember, when I started CrossFit, it was late August and September. Here in Spain, we're doing CrossFit at 9 a.m. in the morning at 34 degrees of heat. Like, you're sweating before you've even got into the place, right? And so it gets really hot. We had to do it under trees, otherwise I get sunburnt, for goodness sake, at 9 a.m. in the morning. But these three things of food, lifting weights, and cardio, I probably felt better last September than at any other time, any other time physically, because of the CrossFit and because of the food. Let's just talk about the mental aspect. And by the way, I should just say, on lifting weights and cardio and any kind of sport, we all have our own kind of thing. I'm a basketball player. My basketball stuff improved tremendously. My agility improved tremendously. Picking up bags, you know, I'm the kind of guy who likes to pick up 10 bags in each hand, can make one trip from the car to the house after we've been shopping. That stuff is so much easier. Picking up the large water bottles and just flinging them around, so much easier after CrossFit, because CrossFit actually just replicates what we do in real life. So much easier. Picking up your kid, so much easier. Throwing the kid against the wall, doing wall balls. All right, we didn't do that. But so much easier lifting heavy stuff, moving stuff around, being physically able to move stuff. Like right now, I've got knee pain right now, knee joint pain. That didn't happen last year. And I'm like, oh, it's because I'm turning 50. It's just a crap excuse. It's not because I'm turning 50. It's because I'm not doing the cardio, the lifting of the weights, and eating properly. And something I've noticed as well, when I hit 80 kilos, my knees hurt. Wonder why that could be, Dan. Not rocket science, is it? Anyway, let's talk about the mental health aspect, because then I need to go for some pie. I love, by the way, the dichotomy of talking about health and then going out for pie and coffee. I love just how opposite it is. Let's talk about the mental aspect. So, like, you know, right now we've had 2 years of pandemic and we're still in the middle of a pandemic. I know in the UK they think it's all over. We're still in the middle of a pandemic. We can't go in a shop here in Spain unless you're wearing a mask. You can't get on public transport. You can't do anything. You don't have to wear it outside, but if you're going inside somewhere, you've got to wear a mask. And I love that, by the way, just for the record. It keeps us safe. Everybody we know have gone to England in the last 3 months has come back with COVID, believe it or not. But we're still in the middle of a pandemic. Even though people are pretending it's finished, it's not. Then, after all that, we've got Ukraine. We've got all this negative stuff. And then, like, the thing that's running all the way through is Brexit. We got this Brexit mess. My invoices got stuck in customs, so now I'm late on my tax return. Like, we all got all this stuff. And then we just, like, I don't know what's going on with people. People are depressed. They can't see past these. You know, we've been in this kind of thing for, like, 3 years. This is year three. And it's been really difficult. And I think mentally, it's been difficult. And I've had my moments where I'm just like, what's the point? I just shut everything down, go play on the Xbox. What's the point? It's just so hard. It feels like it's never going to end. And we've done quite a few podcasts on this, and it's like this reminder that it is going to end. And when it does end, I want you to be in a position where you've actually worked and done all the things that you needed to do throughout these 3 years of shite, basically. So that when you get out of this in year four or year five or year 10 or however long all this stuff is happening, you know, that actually you've exceeded your plans, you've exceeded your health, you've exceeded your income, you've made yourself financially free, you've quit that crap job that you had to do, you've cut down your hours, you see more of your family. All this stuff is really important. And all of this stuff, for food, for lifting weights, for cardio, is all heading towards you having a better mental health. And there's a saying, if you're depressed, when was the last time you danced? Like, seriously, Like, trust me on this. Put MC Hammer on if you're feeling depressed and dance Can't Touch This. You will not feel depressed for those 3 minutes that that song's on. Almost impossible, I would suggest. When did you last go for a run? And might not be running, might be a cycle, might be going swimming. But when did you last exercise? If you're feeling down, when did you last exercise? If you're feeling that the world is such a dark place, when did you dance and do exercise and eat your food properly and lift weights? And this, for me, is like the solution to the mental health problem. It's not the solution, because people have different mental health problems and different stuff going on. And the other thing to bear in mind here is, are you depressed or is there just shit going on in your life? They're two different things. Depression is a physical disability of some kind that you are struggling with, hopefully for a temporary period of time. It's a chemical imbalance. Being dumped by your missus is not depression. That's being dumped by your missus. And I think it's really important to separate these two. I'm not dumped by my missus, by the way. It's just a random example, just so you know. But it's like, separate these things. Are you depressed? Or are you just watching the news about Ukraine right now? Are you depressed? Or are you recovering from COVID and it's knocked you off? Are you depressed? Or has one of your best mates died from something? Like, they're two different things. And I think it's really important. It's like type 1 and type 2 diabetes should be called different names. Right? Type 1 diabetes is not your fault. It's is it hereditary? But it's just a thing that you get. Type 2 diabetes is a lifestyle choice. Okay? And I know that's controversial, but it's absolutely true. So, where are you? And what choices are you making? And I think you can make better choices through better choice of food, better choice of lifting weights, better choice of cardio, and it will automatically lead to a better mental health. Anyway, look, I need to go because I've got 20 minutes to go get to the coffee shop because we're having pie. So, look, I hope that's useful for you. I quite enjoyed that one today. We talk a lot about business and that kind of thing. But obviously, this stuff is, you can't run a business unless you're feeling okay about running a business. If you're 28 stone, try running a business at optimal peak level. Have you seen Jeff Bezos recently? It looks like Lex Luthor. He looks like a muscle-bound... I know he's a billionaire. I get that. But that's what, you know, that's what looking after yourself can... did you see Jeff Bezos 20 years ago? Jeff Bezos looks better today than he did 20 years ago, right? And it's because of his workout regime, his food, his lifting weights, his cardio, and it all leads to better mental health. So look, hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you on Monday. Hope yourselves, have yourselves a wicked weekend, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.